You're listening to SBS News.
After 11 days of violence between Israel and Hamas, US President Joe Biden has dispatched his top diplomat to the Middle East to discuss the way forward. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Secretary of State Antony Blinken's mission will be focused on maintaining peace.
The president asked Secretary Blinken to travel to the region to meet with Israeli and Palestinian leaders, also with leaders, additional leaders in the region, to accomplish a couple things or to discuss a couple of things. One is creating sustainable conditions for a ceasefire. Yes, it is holding. We're continuing to watch it.
The ceasefire, which was declared on Friday, put a halt to 11 days of intense rocket barrages from Gaza and airstrikes by Israel. More than 250 people were killed, the majority of them Palestinian. Mr. Blinken will travel to Jerusalem, Ramallah, Cairo and Amman to speak with Middle Eastern leaders in the Biden administration's highest level in-person meetings on the crisis. Ms. Psaki says Mr. Blinken's mission will be to press Israelis, Palestinians and regional players to strengthen on the ceasefire they've built.
The president, the secretary of state all believe that the only way to bring a lasting end to the violence in the region is for there to be a two-state solution between the parties. It is going to require these parties coming together and agreeing that this is a path they want to pursue, negotiations they want to pursue, and an outcome that they're open to discussing. What the secretary is there primarily on this trip is to focus on immediate issues right now at hand, which is ensuring that we are creating conditions with our partners in the region for a sustained ceasefire, and also discussing the path forward on rebuilding Gaza.
Mr. Blinken will not be meeting anyone from the Hamas militant group which runs Gaza and was responsible for the most recent rockets targeted at Israel. On Monday, Egyptian Foreign Minister Sama Shoukry arrived in the West Bank city of Ramallah by helicopter. In a press conference, he said Egypt is working in full coordination and consensus with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to reach the goal of establishing a Palestinian state.
We are keen to support the Palestinian people in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip to eliminate what the Palestinian people have been subjected to. The aid that will be provided now through the Rafah crossing is humanitarian aid. The continuation of this aid will be in coordination with all those contributing to the efforts.
Egypt has served as a mediator between Israel and Gaza's ruling militant Hamas group, which have fought four wars in just over a decade. The country has been a key player since Israel withdrew troops from Gaza in 2005 and Hamas seized the territory in 2007. They also played an instrumental role in brokering the current ceasefire. UN Secretary-General spokesman Stéphane Dujarric provides an update on how the agreement is holding.
Routine life is being restored throughout Gaza. Some of the main roads have been made passable and the authorities are fixing damaged electrical lines, water and wastewater networks.
The Israeli Defense Ministry body in charge of crossings with the Gaza Strip says it will allow humanitarian aid to enter the Palestinian enclave on Tuesday. However, Mr. Dujarric says what form that aid can take is, as yet, unclear.
No trucks containing humanitarian goods have crossed into Gaza today, or commercial goods, we're told. Israeli authorities have given the UN a green light to use the crossing for the passage of humanitarian goods, but there seems to be a lack of clarity on the kind of goods that can cross at this point.
Alan Lee, SBS News.